Defenestrate Media and The Left Show present Batshit Crazy with Jason Williams. A weekly look at the most outrageous, wacky, backwards, twisted, and goofy political news of the week you thought you'd left behind. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your pseudo-celebrity commentator, Jason Williams.
This week I had the opportunity to sit down with the ACLU of Utah as part of their statewide tour previewing the 2012 legislative session. The ACLU, one of my favorite organizations out there, mainly because the Republicans just hate them. The ACLU, though, they do a lot of good work. And when it comes to state legislatures, the ACLU organization of any state is oftentimes one of the most in-the-know organizations you can talk to about what's coming. Some of the laws that they, bills that they previewed coming up in the 2000 legislative session will be no surprise to anyone. Everyone's heard about Representative Carl Please Let Me Be a Real Lawmaker Wimmer and his campaigning with the legislative session for Congress. Carl Wimmer, probably one of the nicest guys in Utah politics, but possibly one of the biggest political hacks I've met in my entire career following politics. Carl Wimmer sponsoring a bill, of course, to defund Planned Parenthood and their evil pre-cancer screenings for women. How dare they? And of course, no surprise, I'm actually surprised that this one's coming as late as it is. Most other states, Oklahoma and I think Tennessee were a year ahead on this one. But of course, a law coming down the stream from the Utah legislative brain trust in the House of Representatives, of course, where else? A bill banning Sharia law in Utah, because we have a problem with that. The ACLU pointing out something I'd never thought of when it comes to these reactionary, mindless bills to ban Sharia law in America. There is a consequence outside of just the pure stupidity that each of these laws equals. There is a consequence. Oftentimes, the ACLU informed us tonight, judges use Sharia law and looks into other forms of international law as ways to litigate here in the U.S. For example, if a woman is forced into marriage in a country practicing under a Sharia law form of government, and she comes here to the U.S., migrates here legally, judges can actually use Sharia law and the study of Sharia law to basically just nullify that wedding as a forced marriage. And a lot of women from these countries come here for that reason alone. Under many of the bills passed in states to ban Sharia law, that would no longer be possible. These, of course, were just a couple of the bills mentioned among the typical hodgepodge of anti-environmental business handouts and bare, thinly veiled attempts to cater to this or that House representative's favorite industry out there. Much of what you would expect, but an interesting thought was floated about the discussion. They were calling it the Romney effect. And they're not sure which way this will go, but what the theory is that with Mitt Romney, possibly the GOP nominee this year, there will be a greater national spotlight on Utah. And the national spotlight will have an effect on the 2012 legislative session. They'll basically, these lawmakers, normally happy to sit there in their little caves and be afraid of very silly, unreasonable things and pass laws to deal with those silly, unreasonable things. Many of these House representatives will know that there's a national spotlight on them, and maybe they'll curtail their more irrational leanings a bit. Or maybe they'll decide in their tiny little minds that what would be best for Mitt Romney on a national scene is if everyone in the country could see what the Tea Party in Utah and the GOP hijacked by that Tea Party in Utah really looks like. They may decide that the country is so on their side, they may decide to step it up a little bit. And I predict if lawmakers take this route, you'll see the Utah State Legislature for the first time in my lifetime campaigning for a Democrat in the White House. But you know what? I think some of these people in the House of Representatives on Utah's Capitol Hill may just be batshit crazy enough to make it happen. I'm Jason Williams, and I'll see you next week.